I guess we're the only one. You know, I tried printing the recommendation pages and it wouldn't allow me to because it said it was a protected site. And I'm not savvy enough to figure that out. I tried doing it three times and nothing happened. And all I wanted was the recommendations because it'll eat a lot of ink with that part, you know? I didn't hear you.
Would it let you, when you went to print, sometimes there's a thing at the top that says enable print?
Yeah.
I did that
to allow me to even, you know, even get on that website. So what I did was a picture of it on my phone. So when we refer to it tonight, you know, at least I have some kind of way to, you know, look at what it was actually recommended.
Okay.
So at least, you know, I have some reference. Hey, Sonny.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, am I the first one in?
No.
Oh, Dorinda's there. Sorry, Dorinda. You were the one talking to me. I thought it was Gloria.
And Raja's there. I'm good. You're being incognito.
No. I'm going to start my video now.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hi, Raja.
How are you?
Pretty good. It's my birthday today.
Oh,
well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
How young
21.
Are you?
Wow.
Birthdays are always good.
Yes.
Yeah. My wife, she told me she's saving money. She didn't buy me anything, neither card. She just gave me a big hug and kiss. I said, well, that's not bad.
How long have you guys been married now?
41 years.
Congratulations.
My
there
goodness.
You go.
Thank you.
That's a long time. I thought I was long.
How long have you been, Dorinda?
35, well, 33,
wow.
Well, together
that's
35, yeah. Yeah, that's long.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's good, congratulations, that's good. 35, that's great, yeah.
And that was second time around, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Good evening, Sharifa.
Hi,
good
Sharifa.
Hi, how are you? I am doing better from before because I got two stuff the same time. I got the brain surgery, then I got COVID, Corona.
What
oh my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, much better.
I'm
from
glad
before.
You're better.
Mm-hmm. But still I'm walking and like robot because I cannot move my head because of my surgery.
Oh.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
I did not know that you got Corona. Sorry to hear that.
Oh, yes. Was really beat me up. I was hospitalized for one night. And they took me 2 days and one night. Then sent me back home with a tank of oxygen. Because my oxygen was 80. It won't go upper 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Sharifa, good to hear you.
Oh, thank you so much. How are you, Raja?
I'm doing good. So I'm glad that to hear from you. So you're doing better. So thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes. It's just, I hope I'm not going to get again because my immune system is really low right now. I hope I'm not going to get again this Corona.
Yeah. Did you find out how you got it?
Nobody knows. I don't know. I got them from the, I didn't go anywhere. I called my old visitor. I said, please don't come. All of them, they respected. They came in outside the door and they leave flower, everything, card, but they don't come in inside. But I don't know. I got them from the, I went to visit to the doctor because they want to see how they took a spit remover one time and the other one. Today, just do the post-op check. I don't know. I got them from there. Without this, I never go anywhere.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I did that.
Well, it's so good to see that you recovered.
Yeah, thank you so much. I always say, thank God I'm still alive with that one because my immune system is really low because of the surgery right now.
Well, he has bigger plans for you than even you know.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I'm really happy to all came back with you guys, you know?
Yes, yes.
That sounds good.
Hi, Vita.
Hi, Vita. Hi, Tuan.
Hi, Tuan.
Oh, hi, hi. I'm sorry. I'm trying to finish up a few things here. I just, okay, let's see. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I can hear you.
I think Jean, I just said that Jean is asking to see that if she can join by telephone. So I'm just trying to see if I could give her the number. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Okay, Tuan, if you look inside of your appointment, there should be a phone number in there for her to be able to call.
Yeah. I see it. Yeah. Thank you.
I was having a problem with a mute button, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, great. Thank you. It's working.
Hi, Rika.
Hello.
Oh yeah.
All right. Been busy day.
Yeah.
Busy day.
Busy day, and that's a good thing.
Well, I want to retire. I don't want to have more work.
I don't know. I retired, but I'm busier than ever.
I know. I know. That's, you know, I haven't done any work for the business for the last 3 years, and I'm still busier than ever. It's crazy, but that's good though.
Keep that's going. Probably welcome to retirement. This is how retirement works. You got more.
Evita, great job last Friday, by the way.
Oh, you too. I got people texting me, said they heard me, but I didn't hear it myself, so I don't know. Anyway.
I didn't get to say bye because you were talking and I had Jennifer was waiting for me, so.
Oh, okay. Well, bye. Good job for you too.
It's
great to talk about your wife and the nursing and the position that you guys do because it's so important that they know.
Yeah.
Thank you for adding that. And thank you for her service too. Thank you.
I'll let her know. Marilyn.
Hi.
Marilyn. How are you doing?
Hello.
Marilyn. Hey, Gloria, is Beatrice going to be on the call?
She will not start out on the call, but she will be here. She'll be a little late, so that's why I'm starting.
All right. So, since we're waiting the others, do we know what time is the BCC meetings on the 15th?
The meetings start at 9. And it depends on what number you are.
Right, right.
So I can't really say what time you should actually be there. The meetings start at 9.
But you will have the agenda probably about a few days or even a week before, right?
So when does this go to the BCC on the...
I believe it is on the 15th.
Okay, so if it goes on the 15th, we'll have it that Thursday before.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that Wednesday before. So whatever that day, I have to look at a calendar.
All right. So, I mean, you know, if we know the our items, you know, when it's gonna call, probably it's gonna be better. So we can make sure that we are there.
So I usually get the agenda on the, I'll get the agenda on the 9th, mm-hmm. and then I can email it to everyone, and we can guesstimate a time. We just never know, because it depends on how many agenda items and if there's something controversial on the agenda, but we can take a good estimation. But my suggestion would be just to be there when it starts.
Sure. Do we have any time frame you know, that we can work on, or do we have unlimited time?
Because you're doing a presentation, you have unlimited time.
No, I only want 3 minutes.
unless the chair tells you differently.
I have another Zoom meeting to start at 7, so I'll, yeah. Let me
most of the time, if someone makes a comment, like a public comment regarding your item, they only have 3 minutes to speak.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Giriji, for all your help. Thank you, Prithviji, and thank you, everyone. Thank you, Prithviji. Bye.
Bye.
Are you there, Miss? Margie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I could hear you. I just can't get my camera working. So maybe I'll just do it without the camera.
Well, you have a quorum, so you can start whenever you like.
I'm also. Okay, and I'll call the meeting to order. Good evening, everyone. And welcome all to the special meeting of the Asian American Pacific Islanders Community Commission. Raja, may you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Thank you. Okay. Put the hand on next to your heart and follow me at the flag of the United States of America, which we stand under one nation,
under God,
with liberty and justice.
Liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me now do a roll call. I will say each name. It will be alphabetically, so please unmute yourself and say here when you hear your name. Okay, let's start with Dorinda.
Here. Yeah.
Thank you. Aaron Gupta.
Here.
Thanks. Ginny Kim.
Here.
Thank you. Daniel Lee.
Here.
Thank you. Vida Lin. I see you.
Yeah.
Alan Malari. Okay, looks like it's not here. Eileen Matsepara.
Here.
I see you. Divya Narala.
Here.
Thanks. Of course, Fayaz Raja.
I'm here.
Thanks. Rika Tamora.
I'm here.
Thanks. Craig Valdez.
Here.
Thanks. Sunny Vinuya.
Here.
Thanks. And Sharifa Wahab.
Here.
Okay. And then our Vice Chair Tuwan Pham.
Present.
Thank you. And yours truly, Margie Gonzalez. Okay. I would also like to introduce our county staff, Gloria Wells and Emily Nolan. I believe Patrice will be coming in later. Okay. Now we would typically go to the first portion of public comment due to the COVID-19 county closures are in effect, and this meeting is not being held in person. So anyone wishing to provide public comment could have emailed county staff as indicated on the agenda by 4 p.m. today. All public comment received can be seen on our website right now at clarkcountynv.gov. The public can listen to this meeting live over the phone. Anyone wishing to speak at this time who has not already submitted comments in writing relating to the agenda can speak now. This meeting is also being recorded and will be posted for the public, public as required by law. So, okay. So next we go for the approval of the minutes for August 12, 2020 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I make it.
Okay. So you seconded, Raja?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion, any question, any correction? Okay, so hearing none, everyone, let's vote for on it. Anyone who's approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Okay.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Good. Okay, very good. It's so approved. Next, we have the approval of the agenda, and I'm you got that already in your email. Agenda for tonight, August 26, 2020, and hold, combine, or delete any items. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve the minute. To approve the agenda, sorry.
Thank you.
I have a motion, Ken. Sharifa Wahab.
Okay, thank you. Any question on it? Okay, hearing none, let's vote on it. All those in favor to approve it, say aye.
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 Okay, thank you, everyone. So hearing everyone approving it, it does approve. Okay, so we go to the next one. Our informational item today is that the AAPICC report will be presented to the Board of County Commissioners on September 15, 2020. Our Vice Chair Tuwan, myself, and our research team spokesperson will be doing a presentation on the report. The BCC meeting is in person, and anyone is welcome to attend. Actually, I would like to request if we could possibly all of us to be there, unless, of course, there's really something very, very urgent and important that you can't be there. This is the first time that we will be meeting them, all of them, facing them as we present this report. So hopefully we have everybody there to show support for the report that we will be presenting to them. Is there anything you want to add to one?
Actually, I don't know that if everyone have a chance to go over the PowerPoints that we put it together. So probably later on the general business, we're probably going to discuss a little bit, and maybe you can change it a little bit or remove some of the things there. But I hope that everyone has a chance to review it and at least have an idea of what we're going to be presenting. We ask that everyone, if you have anything that you wanted to edit on the final report, and so far that we only have Greg Valdez, myself, and the chair that reply, and I don't think anyone else, unless that I'm missing it. But there is quite a few items that we wanted to put together. However, we only combining it, and we can probably discuss a little bit later on the next item. So I'm wondering that if anyone have any question at all for this particular I mean, not the report, but the presentations before the Board of County Commissioners.
Okay. So the only way that the report can be presented as scheduled on September 15 is if it will be approved tonight. And this is the purpose of our special meeting, is to have that approved. So it can, so we'll proceed to presenting it on September 15. And so going on to the next part of the agenda is general business. So we discuss and approve the final report, and we're gonna be able to vote on it this time. Now, as Tuan said, I hope you all had a chance to take a look at the final report. Anything that's been submitted to us after our meeting, wherein we discussed the draft of the report, everything has been added. Actually, it boiled down to adding at least 2 pages of recommendations. And thank you, Craig, for your submission, and also Tuan for submission. We also actually received one from Dorinda, but it's more really for of a comment. And we took note of that too. And yeah, so tonight we should be ready to be able to vote on it. Is there any question, any further comment before we start voting on the report?
Madam Chair, can I ask suggestions? As you know that, first of all, I'd like to thank you, everyone, every single one of us here that make the contributions to the report. And basically that I also wanted to thank you, the report writer, which is Octavio's and Jean. They working very, very tirelessly, you know, at the 11 hours to make sure that we edit everything that we need to edit on the report to make it complete. So, at this point, I believe that everyone has a chance to read it through. But if you do have any questions before we go on and vote on it, so let's discuss it now. And I hope that it's going to pass tonight. So, you know, at least we go into the first stage of our commissions. And then next, we're going to vote on the presentations. So hopefully that everyone has the chance to read it. And any comments at all, please please say so.
Okay, looks like we're ready. Okay, so now let's, the way we'll do it is I'll call your name and just say that you approve, is approved. So, so let me do that now. First, let's see. I'll go on the list like what we did on the attendance.
Madam Chair, could I ask also that maybe Gloria helped to recording the vote, so that way we are not we make sure that it is you know, a clear idea that it is. It is approved or not approved.
Okay. May we hear from you, Gloria?
Yes, absolutely. I'm on this and doing that right now.
Okay. Thank you. Now may I call your name one by one and give your vote? Or first, do you approve first the how we will be doing it? Do you have a motion to approve how we do it tonight, the voting? Do I have a motion?
I'll motion Arlene.
I'll second the motion, Dorinda Burnett.
Okay, thank you. So let's proceed. Dorinda, what's your vote?
I approve.
Okay. Arun Gupta, what's your vote?
I approve.
Jeannie Kim, what's your vote?
Approve.
Daniel Lee, what's your vote?
I approve.
Vida Lynn, what's your vote?
I approve. It's awesome data. Thank you.
Thank you, too. I don't know if Alan is here already, but Arlene Marte-Farak, what's your vote?
Approved.
Okay. Divya Narala, what's your vote?
I approve.
Thank you. Fayaz Raja, what's your vote?
I approve.
Thank you. Rika Tomura, what's your vote?
I approve.
Thank you. Craig Valdez, what's your vote?
I approve.
Sunny Vinuya, what's your vote?
I approve.
Thank you. Sharifa Wahab, what's your vote?
I approve.
Okay. Is Alan still is already here or not yet? Okay. So 2-1 Pham, what's your vote?
It's a yes.
Yes. And for me, it's also a yes. I approve it. So we have it's unanimous. We have 14 out of 15. So the report is thus approved. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for all your submission, participation, your work in getting this report completed. So we go on to the next one, which is discussion. Discuss the AAPICC report presentation with the Board of County Commissioners on September 15, 2020. Let me mention that Tuan helped on this. He worked on the PowerPoint presentation. So this is actually two things, the presentation and then the report, which is the meat of the entire presentation. So it will be done on September 15. The how we will do it is this way. I will do a very brief intro and thank the Board of Commissioners on creating this commission. And then turn over to Craig, who will be doing the actual presentation of the report. And then next would be Tuan to do the portion of the recommendations, and that's what it is. And I know the presentation, the script of that presentation, or how it will go, was also attached to the email sent to all of us. Anything else, Tuan, you want to add?
Well, I just want to make a correction. So actually, that the order is. The chair is supposed to make a general comments and greetings, and then next is going to presenting how we get the report together, which is the technical part of it. That is Craig. He going to do that part, and lastly, you know, I will present the recommendations. So I think I hope and hopefully that those recommendations will take it by the Board of Commissioners. So right now, I think it is the time for us to see that if we can open it up for any discussions or any comments regarding the recommendations.
Any comment on how the presentation would go?
I have a quick question.
Uh-huh.
Tuan, I just wanted to ask, actually, I wasn't sure, but on my screen, parts of the presentation look like they're in different fonts. Is it the same consistent font like the whole time?
I'm trying to make it in, you know, the problem is that we're trying to copy and paste from the report itself. Mm-hmm. However, I'm trying to fix it at the end, and majority of the time, I believe that it is very consistent in terms of the font. But maybe a certain spot that I did not change it correctly. So basically that unless that if you can work with me on that and make sure that we can fix, you know, if there is some inconsistency of the font, that would make it a little bit more smoothly. But other than that, it's just part of, you know, the things. But I think that the point that we wanted to is that any contents is, I think that is make more impactful to the presentations. But thank you so much, Greg. I mean, you know, if you spot anything that it is inconsistency in terms of the font itself, please let me know so we can change it. But as far as the content, I think that is what we're trying to work through right now.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, I can help out with that.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Margie?
Yeah.
If you guys make any changes to your presentation, can you make sure that we have it? Because you present, we need to make sure that all of the commissioners have an accurate copy of your presentation, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah. Is it Beatrice?
That's Gloria.
Gloria, what I was saying is that probably that we're not going to change anything except the font. So basically, if then, you know, as I said, that maybe when I copy and paste certain part of it, I miss some, you know, to make sure that they are in the same font. So that's what I'm saying. But as far as the contents of it, we will not have any change at all.
Okay, that's fine. The font part, that's not an issue.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, is there anything else? This is only for discussion. We're not voting on the presentation. Is there anything else before I proceed to the next item?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Margie.
Go ahead.
I'm looking at it now on my phone here. Are you going to be doing a PowerPoint presentation, or is each commissioner going to get a hard copy? And how are you exactly going to present this to them?
Yes, if they're given they'll get a copy of your report as well as a copy of the PowerPoint presentation.
Okay. So is the three of you, when you're presenting this, are you just going to be reading off the off of the report, or you're going to be presenting a PowerPoint, so they're all looking at a screen?
Yes, we probably elaborate a little bit, but that's, you know, the key is the point that we make on the presentations. But a certain area, we probably going to elaborate a little bit and expanding a little bit in detail. But other than that, I think that the whole recommendations is basically what you see on the presentations on the PowerPoint, right? On the PowerPoint.
Okay. Thank you.
So Daniel, the actual report is something that they will already have received before September 15. So they already have that electronically and also probably a hard copy. They already have been provided to each one of them. So the presentation is that you see attached to for tonight's meeting is just how it will look like, how the presentation would be. So it's more of like a guide. But the actual report, they would have already have it and read it. So if they have any question, they probably will raise it during that time.
Also, Margie, Gloria Wells, for the record, the PowerPoint presentation, it will be up on dual screens in chambers that the public can see as well.
Thank you. Any other?
This is Jeannie, for your record. Did you set the time for presentation on the 15th?
The BCC meetings, this is Gloria again, the BCC meetings start at 9 a.m. We can't give you a specific time for when this particular item will come about, I would just suggest that you're there at 9, and depending upon how long the agenda is or short, that would determine the time, but I can't give you like a specific time.
So
it starts at 9.
So just be there by 9 o'clock.
Yes, please.
Okay, got it. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to add it on, but you know, depending on how many items that they have on the agenda,
right?
Sometimes that you know, depending on where we are placed. So it could be way in the late afternoon, though. So depending on where's the item that we are in front of us. So probably when you have the agenda, you can estimate it, you know, the time.
Oh, no, John, this is Gloria again. It won't be the afternoon. we'll get the agenda on the 9th. So I'll be able to look through. One of us on the staff will be able to,
yes,
to give you like a little bit of an idea.
Oh, I was
there on some of the meeting, though, and some, I mean, you know, going to the afternoon and even after lunch. But anyway, so hopefully that, you know, we're going to get that in the morning. That would be great. It's going to save us time.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else?
So my comment is, are there that many people going to the county, even with the COVID-19 and social distancing? I'm surprised.
Gloria, for the record, Avita, when you go to the chambers, they have it all spread out for people to sit socially distanced. They've got the chairs are marked off so that people can't sit next to each other. So they've done a pretty good job, and then they only allow so many people. Like you say, the chair is pretty big, and they definitely practice social distancing.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's very good to know.
Thank you.
Okay, looks like we're all set to proceed. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, everyone. Our next item to discuss is the commission's fundraising efforts and finances. If you want to do any discussion for tonight, for possible action if we have to, but I'd like to give the floor to Sunny Pinuya.
Madam Chair, before you do that, could you please make sure that we vote on the on the items?
Which item? It's for discussion only.
No, the presentations. I think that we still have to vote it.
No, it was for discussion only.
It's for discussion only.
Oh, I thought I did this. You know, it didn't have to be voted on. But I'm sorry if you know I make a mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, no problem.
Margie, what you're suggesting the next item be, I don't have that on the agenda. So if it's not on the agenda.
Okay, so maybe, hold on. Oh, okay. So, wow, good. Our next item would be comments by the general public. Okay, so now we would typically go to the first portion to this portion of public comment, and due to the COVID-19 county closures that's in effect, and this meeting is not being held in person, anyone wishing to provide public comment could have emailed county staff as indicated on the agenda by 4 p.m. today. All public comment received can be seen on our website right now at clarkcountynv.gov. Anyone wishing to speak at this time who has not already submitted comments in writing can speak now.
Madam Chair, can I have the floor? I wanted to make some comments.
Go ahead, Tuan.
My name is Tuan Pham, T-U-A-N. Last name is P-H-A-M. I wanted to bring this one to the commissioners, and hopefully that you're gonna bring it to your communities. As you know, that school has been opened this past Monday, and it brought to my attention that probably about 50,000 of parents or children that has not been registered. And I wanted to make sure that if anyone in our communities that have not registered, and if you can make sure that let the informations out to the people and go register. And I wanted to thank you, ACDC, that have a very good job of spreading the word out. And in fact, that we had one of the shooting about a few days ago, video shooting, put it that way. So video shooting that, to make sure that we spread all of this information out to people. So I encourage every single one of us, get it out to the commissioner, to the communities. And if you want some information, I am sure that Vida Lin probably be able to help. So contact her and make sure that you get all of the information that you need to give it out to your communities. And secondly, that I wanted to also emphasize on the census 2020. Even though this year, I believe that we already break the records, but there's also, I think it's only about 62 point something of census has been done. So there's quite a few, almost 40%. So if we could spread it out to our community and make sure that everyone, if they have not been registered, so they probably have someone going to be knocking on their door, and don't worry about it. Just ask them to coming in, and you probably ask them to and give them the census report. That's the second part. This is last but not least. Hopefully that we also wanted to communicate with our communities to make sure that if everyone has not been registered to vote, please do register. And the information that we just provide, as I said, Vida Lin probably is the source that you guys can go, can come and ask for those report. And I encourage that if you could translate into your mother tongue language, that, you know, if you can get the community on these three issues here, that would be very helpful to the community as well as to our Asian communities. So I don't know if Vida wanted to add anything, but thank you so much for giving me the time.
Thank you, Tuan. And if I could add on to what he says, that'd be great.
Go ahead, Vida. Go ahead.
The census, it is moved up. So the last day for the census is September 31st. So after that, they're not taking any more information. So we really need to get our community to fill out the census. So, but only 2/3 away. There's still 1/3 of the population in Clark County that has not filled out the form yet. They need to go online to do the thing. And when they do knock on the door, they're not supposed to come into your house. So make sure the census have a badge. You see the census badge, have a badge on them, and they do outside and do the interview and intake in person. So I would encourage that you let them. Let people know to go online so they don't go knocking at your door. So that's number one on the census. As for the school, the Clark County School District, you're right, it's about 64,000 kids that did not. So what is one thing to apply for the kids to go to school. There's another form that helps them because it's all done virtually. To get the Comcast book, so they get a computer so they can do it at home. That's the second form they need to fill out. So if anybody have any questions, you can come to my website, you can email me directly. We'll make sure that our community get our kids in school. And there's kind of funny because on Monday and Tuesday, there are actually parents and people taking the kids to school. And I said, the schools are closed, it's done virtually. So this is the issue that we have. So I just want to make sure that, you know, everybody here tonight should know that we're running into this issue. You might not have kids in school. You might know somebody that does. So we're running into school. Let's help get our kids back to the virtual school training. And then to register to vote, you can do that online and we can help you with that. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, I'd like to also say something. This is Mariela Gonzalez, and I'd like to actually tell you, if you meet any teacher, if you know any teacher, please say thank you to them for their service. Even though they are on virtual classes right now, I have three teachers in my home, and they're actually doing live classes Monday to Friday. And I know how much work they do. Like last night, they were still up past midnight working on their lesson plan, because now it's not just interacting with their students, because these are special ed teachers. They're not just interacting with their students, they're also interacting with the parents who are there at home. So it doubled up whatever they were doing before. So virtual lessons is not like, it's much easier. No. So they're doing so much work. They're also heroes, just like the healthcare workers. So if you know any teachers, say thank you to them. Okay, that's all. So if there's anything else, that's it. Okay, our next meeting date is September 9, 2020 at 7:00 PM. So that is our regular monthly meeting, and it will continue to be virtual. This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Please have a good day.
Thank you. And Tuan, thank you for doing that too on the TV.
Thanks, everyone.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your service, Vida.
Yes. Thank you, Gloria.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye, Gloria.
Bye, Gloria. Have a good night. Bye everyone. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye, Arlene. Bye, Raja.